Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and the voice of two witnesses with me today is my eldest daughter.
Yes, whom you've drugged all over the world.
And everything that we're going to talk
about. Or dragged all over the world. You didn't drug me.
It is.
And, you dragged me. But anyway, thank God, Mom.
Thank God. I know.
Because we're learning that Bible prophecy is not, like you so well put it, a crotchety old professor in a dusty old room with boring books. But prophecy is life and
people.
And with
lands
and God's word coming true, just like he said it would thousands of years ago. And with internet and all of our news source, we can see prophecy so easily now.
Yes, and we go over to Israel. We invite you to come with us. We're going to be taking a tour in June. And we're going to have one bus dedicated totally to youth. That's fun.
Uh-huh.
I'll stick you and Chip over there.
Great.
And then I'll take the older folk.
All right. Youth is really a lot more fun, so get with God to see if you qualify. Someone said youth is anyone younger than God.
Oh, that's me for sure.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, online, everything's posted online right now, billybrim.org, billybrim.org, or you can call 1-800-972-3447 and get information about our Israel trip. Because right now is the time to watch Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Jesus is coming soon.
Yes, he is.
And they asked Jesus for the signs of his coming to set up his kingdom. And he said, watch the fig tree, that's Israel, and watch the other trees. Those are the trees of Bible prophecy. We are watching Egypt because it's been easy to watch Egypt. It's been in all the news just lately.
Mm-hmm.
So we're watching at what some of the prophets, the Old Testament prophets, say about it. We found out that Mizraim, M-I-Z-R-A-I-M, is the first name by which the land of Egypt is introduced to us
in Genesis
chapter 10, mm-hmm. verse 6 and verse 13. Also, another list of nations is in 1 Chronicles 1, 8 and 1 Chronicles 1, 11. Then we found out that Abraham went down to Egypt, and it was there in Egypt that he probably, because there was a famine in the land, and there he picked up the concubine Hagar, H-A-G-A-R, or Hagar, as we say. And by her, he had a son named Ishmael. When it looked like that his wife Sarah was barren, but then later we're going to see that Sarah had Isaac, the child of promise. But we want to go back to Egypt again. We're looking at Egypt in Bible prophecy. In Genesis chapter 15, God gave Abram a covenant for the land. It's called the covenant between the pieces. And he said, I brought you this to this land to inherit it. And he said, how can I know? And the Lord said, get a big cow, split it down the middle. And he got the other animals of sacrifice, split them down the middle. It made a pathway of blood. And then God came that night and walked that pathway of blood with a torch. And he then made the promise and a covenant with Abram for the land. This is the covenant with Abram for the promised land given to the Jews. And he marks out the borders of it, Genesis 15, 18. Have you got that open there, Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Would you please read the promised land, the greater? They don't have it yet, and they haven't had it ever, but they will have it. Will you please read it?
Okay, verse 18.
Start with 18,
Of chapter 15 of Genesis. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. And then it says the Kenites, the Kenizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Rephaims, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Gershurites, and the Jebusites.
So that's all the lands that they're going to have in greater Israel. Now, he said the land is going to go from the river of Egypt. There is a river in Egypt called the River of Egypt, and some people say it's that. I would more rather say if it's the river of Egypt that it would be the Nile. Unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and that, the river Euphrates, of course, is in the land of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
So their land in greater Israel is going to encompass all that. So we see here that a part of Egypt is going to be in greater Israel.
Right.
Yes. Now we're going to come back to that when we look at some other prophecies concerning Egypt. The nation of Israel actually became a nation in Egypt. And you remember when Joseph's brothers sold him?
Mm-hmm.
This is in Genesis chapter 37, verse 28. They put him in a pit, and there came by. Now let's read this, and you'll understand it a little bit better. Read the 28th verse, please, Shelley.
Then there passed by Midianites, merchantmen, and they drew and lifted up Joseph out of the pit, and sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. And they brought Joseph into Egypt.
So some Ishmaelites, some descendants of Ishmael, which are Arabs, really.
Right.
Came to be Arabs. They're passing by in a caravan. They bought Joseph, and then they take him over into Egypt. Egypt's a superpower of the day, and there they sell him. And then you know all the story about him being there and being in the prison, and then he interpreted some dreams, and he got out. So, Shelley, if you will read, please, Genesis 41, 46.
Okay, 41, 46.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt.
And verse 48.
And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same.
Now he had had a dream about 7 fat cows and then 7 skinny cows. And he interpreted it to Pharaoh that, actually it was Pharaoh's dream.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh, he interpreted to him that the 7 years were years of plenteousness. They were going to be followed by 7 years of drought. That's the way it was even back in those days with the Nile River. It depended upon the rise and fall of the Nile River. So if it rose and flooded their farmlands, they had good crops. And if it was drought year, they did not. So he literally, God used him to save Egypt. And so in, read Genesis 41, 53 and 54.
Okay. 53 says, and the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth, and Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands.
So he had literally saved Egypt, but not only Egypt itself, the superpower. He had stored up, and all the countries round about came there to buy corn. Can you imagine what an economic boon that was to Egypt? And then in chapter 42, read verses 1, 2, and 3.
Now when Jacob saw.
All right, who is Jacob?
Now Jacob.
Abraham had a son, and his name was what?
Isaac.
And Isaac had a son, and his name was?
Jacob.
And Jacob is going to have 12 sons. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the father of the children of Israel.
And his baby son is Joseph.
Yeah, that's right. His next baby son,
Benjamin
was the baby.
Right.
But Joseph is one of his sons, and the other sons had taken Joseph, remember, and sold him off to the Midian, to the Ishmaelites.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's down there. They actually took his little coat of many colors, and they rubbed goat's blood on it and told the father that he was dead. That Joseph was dead. Now, Jacob and the eleven brothers really, counting Benjamin, the 10 that had thrown him into the pit, and then the baby brother Benjamin, they're up in Israel, the promised land, but they got a famine going on. So Jacob, the father, the patriarch, he sends his sons to get some corn. Start with Genesis 42:1.
And when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do you look one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brethren went down to buy corn in Egypt.
And when they went down there, of course, lots of adventures. You'll have such a good time. The Bible is a wonderful.
It is.
It's better than a novel. And so you'll enjoy reading Genesis 42, 43, these chapters of this adventure where they go down there and they find out eventually who Joseph is. And so in chapter 45 and verse 25, they go home to their father, and they're going to have to tell their father, they go home with some corn, that really Joseph is alive. So read that, chapter 45, verse 25.
Okay.
These are Joseph's 10 brethren.
And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan and to Jacob their father and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said unto them.
Now let's go to 46, chapter 3.
And it says, and he said, I am God, the God.
Because Jacob said, I don't want to go down there. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So God tells him to go.
Yes. I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation.
Now here's the point I wanted to bring out. Abraham went into Egypt, and Joseph went into Egypt, and Jacob went into Egypt, but it is in Egypt that God says he made that one family into a nation.
It's almost like Egypt was the cradle.
It was like the cradle or the womb, you might say, of his making that family into the nation of Israel.
Because up to that point, they were more like individuals.
That's right.
To develop into a nation, a new
thing.
That's
right. And for him to be able to keep his promise to Abraham, he said, I will make of thee a great nation.
And I will bless those who bless you.
And curse those who curse you.
And Pharaoh gave Jacob great land.
Yeah, he did. And he gave him blessings. And it was there that they were nurtured and nourished. And the first Pharaoh was good and kind to them. And it was there that they became, God's word says, I'm going to make of you a great nation. And it was in Egypt. That's the point I want to bring out. It was in Egypt that they became a nation. Reading verse 3 of chapter 46. God said, go on down there, Jacob. He said, I'm the God. And I, don't be afraid, I will make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will surely bring you up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon your eyes. And so they went there into Jacob with his family. Now, I'm going to be talking and eventually get around to what's happening prophetically now. But I spoke to our prayers a couple of Sundays ago. It's on a CD, and we'll send that CD to you for $2, just $2. That'll cover shipping and everything. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask for the CD that I did with our prayers on what's happening in Egypt. Just, you can say, what's happening in Egypt. And so we're going to be back with you tomorrow. This is Billy Brim and Shelley, and we're saying shalom, shalom until we come back tomorrow talking about what's happening now in Egypt and the nations. And until then, we say to you, shalom, shalom.